Vayter in Shas Pirin Sanhedrin Daf Ayin, picking up on the very top of the page by the Mishnah. About the Mishnah, Me'ima say Chayev. When is the person going to be Chayev? Ben Sora Mora Mishiochel Tartim or Basam and Isatim or Basam Rashi says Begmar Farshla. What that is a certain measurement. V'yishta Chatsi Logi Yain Haitalki, which Rashi says it's Tov and Meulahu. Umamshich Basra. He gets dragged after. He gets what's his appetite? Rabbi Yosi Omer Mana Basar V'Logi Yain. Aval Bechaburis Mitzvah. Let's say a person is involved with a certain type of mitzvah. Achal Bechaburis Mitzvah. Or Achal be'Ibra Chodesh, or Achal Ma'isa Shein Mishalayim, Achal Neveil Shetrevish Kasim Miramasim. All these cases, you're not going to be Chayev. And not only that, but also Achal skipped parentheses, Achal Davreshu Mitzvah, V'Davreshu Aveira, that as well. Achal Kol Meichel V'Lo Achal Basar Shasa Kol Masu V'Lo Shasa Yayin Einu Nasim in Sarmara. You're not going to be in Sarmara. Atzi Yochal Basar V'Yishta Yayin. Till it's both of those things. Shemar Zolel. Visove, the pasuk says he's a glutton and a guzzler. There's no proof of that, right? That when it says a glutton is talking about someone who eats a lot of meat, and a guzzler someone has all the wine. There is Rav Fishain Raila Davar Zekla Davar. Shanamar Altihi Besov Eyayin Bezulli Basar Lama. Pasuk in Mishlei, which brings up this idea. Now, Rashi points out that in all these cases over here that we said you're not going to be chayev, is even if this person goes ahead and he steals from his father, he's still going to be potter, and it's going to explain it in the Gemara, right? And even though there's no raya, that we're talking maybe something else, we have a zecha that's talking about meat and wine, because this lashonos are used by meat and wine. Am Rabbi Zeira, Tartemar Ze'eni Yodea Mahu. I didn't know what it was when it says Tartemar. Elim Yitov Shakafa Rabbi Yosef Yayin. Since if you'll be doubled the wine that's necessary from the Tanakama, right? Because he says half a lug, and Rabbi Yosef said a full lug, Nimsa Kof half a basar. But you should also double with the basar. But Nimsa Tartemar Chatsi Mane. It must be that it's a Chatsi Mane. What else is necessary ben sor ben to be a ben sorah umore? Amar Nachan Chanan bar Molada Amar Rav Huna. Eino chayim atchi yikach baser bezol v'yochal. It's not going to be chayim to be killed unless he bought meat that's cheap and he eats the meat, and yayim bezol v'yishten, and the wine also cheap, and he goes and he guzzles it. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, zolel v'sovei. Rashi says, because the word Zolel is Lashon Zol, v'asmachta l'melsehu. It's an asmachta, this type of shtikl teira, right? That's got to be something which is cheap. Rashi says also, before that, al b'yoker lo shichel emos liganov kulehai v'lo memshich. Isn't have the money to get all the time to go to get this expensive stuff, therefore it's not going to be chayv. V'merchanan bar moladam rav huna, eino chayv ad sheyocha basar chayv v'yishta yayim chayv. It's not going to be chayv unless he eats raw meat and wine that wasn't diluted. Rashi says, "Mamshich mipnei shemeshubachu." Right? Yain chay elkamei mukila b'mazig v'lo mazig. It's a little bit diluted, not too much. Avabasa yain mazig lo mamshich. After diluted wine, you're going to get pulled after it. You're going to be drawn by it. Basa chay can first come on b'shbashel v'lo bashel, like you know, cooked a little, not cooked a lot. The Zuhi midas ganav l'mayer. That's the way of a ganav. He deals like he wants to hurry it up and get it done. Aval. Bishbashil Shapir lo mamshich le mevad. However, if a bashil shapir lo mamshich le mevad ki haygavna lefi shemitoch shehu ganav v'osa b'seiser ein lo shahus. Frak the Gemara, eini, is this really true? V'ha Rabbi Rav Yosef Dorman Tavayu achal basar chai v'shas yayin chai einu nasa ben soramor. If he does these things chai, he's not going to be ben soramor. It's not really such an enjoyable thing over here to do. That said the Gemara, amara vina Yayin chai, what does that mean? Mazik v'lo mazik. It means that it's talking about wine that was a little bit diluted, but fully diluted. And basar chai, basar v'lo basar. Kipsar kiba da'achli ganvi. It's like this singed meat that ganavim going to eat. So the havamin over there was to think, like, what? Does that make sense that a person is going to be involved with eating this raw stuff? Not completely raw stuff, it's or the totally raw wine. It's just diluted a little bit and cooked just a little bit. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Dabar Tavayi, they will say, Alcha Basar Maliach Vashasiyai Megiso, that if, let's say, this kid had salted meat and drank wine which is fresh, straight from the gas, from the press, and it's not as Sarmor, because that's not so chashiv, and these things are not going to, you know, pull him in to become, to get, like, addicted to it. Tanana Sam. We learned in a Mishnah that says, Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochel adam shnei tafshilim. You can't have two cooked foods. Lo yochel basar, velo yishta yayin. You can't have meat, and you can't have wine. This is a Mishnah in Tainis. Vitana, and we learned about wine, that achel, aval, ochelu basar meliach, versus yayin megisa. But he's allowed to have salted meat, and like fresh from the press, Wine is here for the breast. Rashi explains that if it's salted, it's not fresh, it doesn't give you the same type of joy, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Basar meliach ad kama. Now, when it comes to basar meliach, how long after it was salted is it now mutter to erev Tisha B'Av? Amar Chanina bar Kana, kol zman shehu kishlamim. As long as that is still like a shlamim, meaning it doesn't, then it's not considered. That's a problem. It's not considered salted meat, and it's not allowed to be eaten on Erev Tisha B'Av. What's a shlamim? Right, we know the shlamim goes for 2 days, and it's one night. So it's day, night, day. After that amount, then you can't have it. V'yayim gisoid kama, what's that called? Right? How long is it considered fresh, and therefore it's going to be mutter to have it? Makozman, shu toses, as long as it's still toses, says Rashi, that is shehu noshech begarin machmetz shu machmetz. It's still machmetz, still in the state of fermentation. V'hotanya went in a brayse yain toses ein bo mishum giloy. We know that uncovered liquids doesn't apply to it. But we were worried that maybe a snake came along and put its eris in it. Makamet tisisa. So, and how much is its tisisa? Is its fermentation. Shlosha yamim, that is 3 days. Right? So the acid, having the wine, right, or anything else, like water, milk, if it's left uncovered, then maybe there's a snake that's over there. But the fermentation of the wine is going to push away a snake, so therefore you're not going to be worried about it, and that's for 3 days. So does that apply over here as well? Hachamai, what's it then? Do we have salted meat and fresh wine the same way to do fine, you know, prevent sorrow more than we do by Tisha B'Av? It says the Gemara, Hasim Yishum Simcho, then Erev Tisha B'Av, it's just that they eat the meat because of Simcha, Koz Manshu Kishlamim, so as long as it's like a Shlamim, right, it's been salted within 2 days and one night, Nami Ispe Simcha, then there's still going to be Simcha over there. Therefore, it's going to be also to eat this meat, unless it's been salted for a longer amount of time. Halcha, what's the reason with Ben Somer? Mishum imshukehu, because it's going to draw him to do more. B'chol shehu lo mimshach, but his kid's not going to be drawn to meat that was salted for a small amount of time. V'yayin ad arba'im yom. Wine doesn't become addictive until it's 40 days. So therefore, if a boy eats his meat that was salted even overnight or drinks wine less than 40 days, then he's not going to become Ben Somer. Amar avchanan. Lo nivra yayin, ella, lo nivra yayin ba'olam, ella nacham avelim v'shalim schar l'rishayim. It's only to be give nicham avelim and to give schar to rishayim. Rashi says, shemis adnin bo ba'olam hazeh, v'kam lo schar mitzvah, chosim ba'olam hazeh. So you can get all the schar, what to get, there you go and get all your schar in this world. Shenamar, tenu sheikha lo'ovid v'yayin l'mari nafesh. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ma'ay duch sabater yayin ki yisadam. What does it mean when it says, don't look at wine that is red? Don't look at wine that's red. Al tere yayin means don't look at wine in a very loving manner and get into it. Shemadim penem shavashayim alam azeh, because it reddens the face of the wicked in this world. Umalbin penem lolam abba, and it whitens their face in the next world, right? Because in this world, when they drink it, they get all red when they get drunk. But they turn white when they realize that they get all their scar already in this world. Nebuch. Rav Amar, al tere yayin ki yisadam. The pasuk says that don't look at wine that's red. Al tere yayin she'achariso dam. Don't look at wine and get into it much, because the end of it is blood. Right? It's going to lead a person to die. Rest of Sofia Hergalev is going to be killed over this wine. Rav Kahana, Ramiksev, Tirosh Vikarianan, Tirosh, a bit of a contradiction between the Pesukim, because we have one place it says, in the Torah it says Tirosh, and Tirosh is written away without the letter Vav, and we read it as Tirosh. Let me see the whole pasuk here. Tirosh v'karina Tirosh. V'itul chalukim ital shemayim v'mishmani ha'aretz v'rov dagar v'tirosh. It's written without a vav, it's read Tirosh. Zocha nas arosh. We learn from here that if you're Zocha, then you become a rosh. You can become a leader. But let's say a person chalila lo zocha nas arosh. If he's not Zocha, if it doesn't merit, right? In other words, you get too much into it, then you end up becoming poor, chalila. Person comes poor, rush, as in the word poor. So it could be rosh or it could be rush. Rava rami, ksiv yisamach, ukrinan yisamach. It's written like yismach, but it's read yisamach. Oh, pardon. It's written yishamach, but we read it yisamach. Written with a shin, but we read it with a, like it's a letter sin. Zacha misamcho. That is, if you're zacha, wine's going to make you happy. Lo zacha mishamamehu. Then it's going to go ahead and destroy a person. Wine and the smells have made me wise, says Rashi. Uni pikech, meaning to pikech. What did we do from the pasuk? It says in Mishlei. We're going to see Tupsuk. A man says, "Lemi oi, lemi avoi, lemi midyanim." What does it mean when it says, "Woe cries, woe"? Woe cries, I'm sorry, who cries? Woe, who cries? Alas, who quarrels? Lemi siach, lemi ptsaim chinam, lemi chachlilo seinayim. Who has pain, who has groundless wounds, and who has red eyes? Lema achren al yayin, leboim lachar lumsach. Those who linger around wine, those who ask after good wine. Kiyas rabbi dimi amar. He says, Amr Mamar says in Eretz Yisrael, Hai kra, this pasuk man de darish le, mireish le seifim, midareish. You can either expound it from the beginning to the end, or you can learn it from the end to the beginning. Well, okay, so Rashi explains, what does that mean? Rashi explains that remind the Darish, let me say for the Midrash. Right, first, let's see the first one. Mireisha Lesefe, remind the Darish, let me say Lesefe, Midrash, Nidrash, Mashmoa, say, Yafe, Vahachikam, Lami, Kol Eile, Lama Acherim, Al Hayayin, Labayim lachkor mimsach shchukarin lechel yayin atov hamemusach besamim kemo misacha yena. And then we have umay the darshle misay for the reisha midrash nidrash mishmo so yafa vachkam it means the mishishlo oy the oy v'avoy besir tainu avelim. So you can have this to be a positive thing, you have to be a negative thing. Darish Ovid Galila Shalosh Esrei Vav Hinemar Bayayin. There are 13 Vavs that were said by the idea of wine, of Yayin. What does that mean over here? Says Rashi Loshon Vai Vai Vayomer Arakanan Lo Chashiv Ella Eid Yadi De Nigmar Lo Onsho Shel Yayin. Saying that the first time the Torah brings up this idea of wine, it starts 13 words with a vav, and it has it as vai, right? Okay, and we say the following: Shal shtei vav in nemer b'yayin, vayachal noachis adama, vayiten karem, vayesht min ayayin, vayishkar, vayisgal betocha olo, vayarcham avikinan, eserv asavi, vayagil shneiachal bechot, vayikach shem biyofes asimlos vayisimu, vayasim alshchem shneim, vayilcho achmanes, vayichasur eserv asaviyim apneim, vayikatz noach miyinu, vayida sherosa lo b'neo akatan. So we know this whole storyline is that what happens that Noach comes off the teva, and what does he do? He goes ahead and there's the word vay, 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 then he goes ahead and Noach goes ahead and he meets up, plants a vineyard, he drinks on the wine, he starts rolling around in his tent. Cham, who's the father of Canaan, goes and he sees Ervas Aviv, and he tells it to his brothers. He goes and Shem and Yafis go, they take a simla, and they cover onto his shoulders, and they go backwards, and they cover his Ervas of his father. And Noach wakes up from seeing, he knows that which his younger son did to him. Now, Ravu Shmuel, what exactly do him? Chadomer Sirsa. One of them says that he castrated Noach. Chadomer Ravo that he sodomized him. Sprach the manacht on the back. Man, my Sirsa. Someone said that he castrated him. That's Mitosha Kilkul Bervi because Cham ruined Noach by not letting him have a fourth son, Kilkul Bervi. So therefore he cursed his fourth son. Rivo, someone said he sodomized him. Come vayar vayar. He learns it from vayar vayar. Ksiv hachavayar chama vikanan eseris aviv. Ksiv hasam vayar osam shchem. Vayar osam shchem and chamor and shchem and chamor saw Dina and he violated her. Bishal aman damer says and says the castrated mishamachi kilo bavi. Aman damer Rivo maishna revid in the lat ye bedye. Bedye, why are you putting the fourth one? Do it on him. It says Gemara hava avi. No, because both of them happened. They did both of them. Vayachanoch ish. Adam of Itakarim. So what does he do? He debased himself, planted a vineyard. Amr of Chis, Amr of Ukva, Amr La, Amr Ukva, Amr of Zakai, Amr of Kalor, Kadosh Baruch Hu Noach. Noach, lo haya lecha lilmud me'adam rishon. You shouldn't, Noah. You should have learned from Adam Rishon. Shlo garm lo elayayin. What caused him to his downfall? Because his downfall was wine. Kiman da'amir, this is like the one who holds. This takes us back to brachos, I believe in the Mem Aleph. That also ilan she'achal mimenu adam rishon gefenoi. So that which he ate from, it was from a grapevine. The time runs in the Brisa, Rabbi Meir Omer, also ilan she'achal adam rishon mimenu gefenoi. Beep, turn the page. Zion, I am a base. Shein lechadaver, shemevi yalala la'adam eliyayin. This is the thing that brings wailing upon a person like wine does. That is pretty intense, says Rashi. Hilkach mistabra dal yodo niknesa miso b'chiyali olam. Rabbi Huda Omri says, chita, you know, it was made out of wheat. Shein atino kyodea likros abba v'yim, and his own is to follow mother. Atitam tam dagan until he tastes the taste of grain. And that's what it means to say the tree of knowledge. Rabbi Nechemi Ami says to Eino, you know, it's made out of a fig tree. She bedavar shekikol abon nitkanu, the thing that he messed up, and that's what they fixed up with. Shemar v'yispiru alei teina. Then they took the fig leaves, they sewed it together, and covered themselves with it. Okay, now we're going to talk about a bunch of psukim that are found in Mishlei to talk about not drinking too much, and we have the following: Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa Asher Yisartu. Emo. Pasuk says, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy with which his mother admonished him. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is talking about, the Pasuk is talking about Lemuel. What's Lemuel? Lemuel is Shlomo HaMelech. It's talking to Shlomo because it's Lemo, right, two, and Kel, which means Hashem. And Shlomo HaMelech is named to Hashem because his wisdom and his actions were dedicated to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this is going to be talking about over here, that this pasuk is how Shlomo Melech's mother, who was Batsheva, was going ahead and giving the smackdown and was yelling at him for being in too many feasts and other worldly stuff over here. So, it says that the words King Lemuel, which is admonished to him, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Melamed She Kfasu Imo Ala Amud, that Shlomo's mother, he tied him up to a pole that he was going to give as his lahalko, so to give him a spanking. Varma Lo, and she said to him, Ma Bari Umma Bar Bitni Umma Bar Nidari. What, my son, and what, son of my womb, and what, son of my vows? Ma Bari, what does it mean, what, my son? Like, what are you doing things that are going to call you like my son and not the son of your father? Like, oh, Yolim Shavichi Yori Shamayim. If everyone knows that Davar HaMelech is Yori Shamayim, Sachsi Roma Imo Garma. I was going to say, your behavior is coming from the mother. Rashas Lios Rasha, Shari Bavicha, Lo Yitlu Achova, Vahainu Ma Bari, Lama Tigrom, Leranein Acharecha, Shata Bini, Velo Ben Avicha. Why would you cause that? Ma Bini Ben Bar Bitni. What are you doing, son of my womb? Like, how could you go and behave like this after I took care of you while you were in the womb? Kol anashim shel beis avicha, all the other women of your father's house, kibun shebesabel shuvein uros penei melech. Once they gave birth, they didn't come anymore. They weren't with the melech anymore. But vani dechakti v'nechnasti, I pushed and I came in to be with him. Kedei sheli bein mezoros umelubin, I should have a son who's very big, strong and fair. Like, how are you going ahead and just being involved in the physical pleasure of this world, right? That is, says Rashi, that they had a lot of tashmis at the end of the pregnancy because it helps the baby become bigger and stronger. Umba bar nidri, and what's this son of my vows? That how can you go and do these things where I took before you the vows I took before you were born? Kol nashim shabbe savicha, how you know, Joseph, they used to take a vow. Yehei li bein hugin l'malchus. Let me have a son who's fit to be king. and I pledge to do this good thing. When he died to remind me, I said, Yehili ben Zeres, willa b'torv hagun l'navias. I said, let me have a son who's strong and filled with Torah and knowledge and able to go out and to get nevuah. Right? So what are you doing over here? Al l'malachim l'moel al l'malachim sh'so yayin. Turn not to kings who are l'moel. Turn not to the kings who are drunk with wine. Al l'malachim. Not to the kings. Amar lo, this is what Shem was saying, Shlomo, Malachi to Malachim, Shosin Yayim, Mistaka. What are you doing with these kings over there that are drinking and getting drunk? Fromim, Lava Lanu Kel. And then they say, why do we need a god? Uler Rosnim Eshechar. And it is not for rulers to say, where's the wine? Where's the stuff that's going to get me drunk? So what's Pshat of Rosnin? Why does he use the lashon of Rosnin over here, which means these rulers over here? Says Rashi, Klomar El Rosnin Lomar Ayeh Shechar Lo Na Lo Melacha Misha Kol Raze Olam Galuyim Lo Yista Yain Ve Yishtaker. Right? Does it make sense? To whom all the secrets of the world are given. Does it make sense that he should go ahead and he should get drunk over here? Of course not. Why are you doing this? What do you know? You know a lot of secrets over here. What are you doing? Igad Amri, some say, Mi Shekol Ruzni Olam Mashkim Lepischo. All those who contemplate the secrets of the world arrive early at one point, you know, to get advice. Yes, to Yayim Vyaskar. You drink wine and you're going to get drunk. I'm Rav Yitzchak Minayin Shechazer Shlomo V'Hod Limo. How do we know Shlomo? He backed out and he's moded to his mother for what happened. Kibar Anochi Be'ish V'Lo Binas Adamli. And the pasuk says, I am more foolish than a man and I have not the understanding of a man. Right? So Shlomo Melech is saying, yeah, okay, you're right. Kibar Anochi Be'ish. When he says like an Ish, that means I'm more foolish. Like he behaved in such a way that was bad. Velo binas adam li, and I don't have the understanding of a man, ze adam rishon, so about adam rishon. So Shlomo Melech was saying, I should have taken a lesson from Adam and from Noach, from the wine, and I did what they did, and that's really bad. We said in the next part of the Mishnah said that if the boy ate at the gathering of a mitzvah, then he has become mitzvah or mora. He's not going to be chayiv to get punished by mitzvah or mora unless he eats some meat and wine with a group of people who are all sarikin, like empty people. Says Rashi, rekem shar gilu lekach. These people like behave like this a lot. Adam hagun. He's not going to be drawn after it. It's not for a mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara, he doesn't become mitzvah mora. So the Gemara is assuming now that what? That if you have one good priest, it has to be over there. Based on that, we say, Taima de mitzvah. The reason why the boy doesn't become mitzvah mora is only because he's by a place where there's a mitzvah. So it's mitzvah. Halav mitzvah, but if it wouldn't be a so's mitzvah there, then he would become mitzvah mora. Afagav de lav kulis rikin. Even if not all of them were bad, which means even if one of them was good, which goes against Rav Avo said, Ha'akamash malan. The verse says, no. This is what Hakamash Balan, this is what the Mishnah was telling us by the mitzvah. The Afagav, the Kulan Srik, and even them are all empty people, came into the mitzvah Cossacks and survived with the mitzvah. He's eating and drinking. Lomishach, he's not going to be gathered along with it. Right? But our Mishnah could be talking about Zizek Ravo, that whenever a good person comes to a place, even if it's not a mitzvah thing, then there's not a Ben Saramor din over there. Next part of the Mishnah, will be Ibra Chodesh, Achal be Ibra Chodesh. If he ate an Ibra Chodesh at this, the new month, you know, they're working out the months of the year, and then he doesn't get become a Ben Saramor over there. Sounds like around the Mehmer, the boss of Yarin in Moscow. You want to say that meat and wine are brought over there? Like when in the attic when they used to go ahead and figure it out where the Ibra Chodesh is. For a time, went to Nebraisa, Ein Olin La Ella. They don't go there to do like the Iber only with grain, you know, bread and beans. So why are you saying kibbutz b'tzor mora? There's no meat, there's no wine at all. Even if they didn't go up there except for that, V'yu asik basa b'yayin rachel, and he brought a meat and wine himself. and he starts eating over there, then he still doesn't become a ben sorer umore, even if no one else is eating it, it's just him. Kaven de b'mitzah kasek, l'mishach, since he's involved with the mitzah, he's not going to get sucked into it. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Olam b'Ibra Chodesh Pachus Me'asar B'nei Adam. No less than 10 men went up to go and do the Ibra Chodesh. Ve'ein Olin La Ela B'Pas Dagim Kinnis. That's all they wanted with. Ve'ein Olin La Ela La'or Iburo. And they only went up on the evening following the day. Right, the 30th day after Rosh Chodesh is called Yom Iber. Because the court can add that date to the previous month. So when it says early bur, in the evening of that, it's talking about the following evening, which is the eve of the 31st. Rain olin la bayom ela b'layla, don't go up during the day, only during the night. Daiva tanya, rain olin la b'layla ela b'yom, only during the day. Kedam rav chia, and for the gemara, kedam rav chia, my rabba abba, bar abba, livne achrifu v'ulu, achrifu fuku. It says go up, right, go up to the meal early while it's still the daytime, even though they're eating at night, and come down early in the morning before it comes sunrise. People hear about that you're there. And so they're saying that they went up during the day, but the meal didn't begin until the night. Next part of the Mishnah. Achol ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. He doesn't become ben sorer. Kevin the chi'orchehu ka'achale. Since he's using the money in its normal way, that's what the Torah says to do, then lo mimshach, he's not going to be go ahead and drawn after this type of behavior. It says Rashi, kederech mitzvaso nemar, baboker b'tzon, b'yayin v'sheichar, b'maiser sheni. That's the type of things to have for maiser sheni. It's not going to go pull to it. Achal, nevelis, a tray for skatsum or musim. Let's say he ate all these type of things. He's not a ben sorer. Omarava, achal basar of. If he ate chicken, in an asa ben sorer, he's not going to become a ben sorer umara. That's not considered, you know, the real deal. Notice this, like, you know, Rashi says, of tahor pater, lo chashiv, lo mamshich basar. No one's like, oh man, give me more of that chicken. Yeah, that doesn't work like that. I went on today, I went to the Mishnah. Achal, nevelis, a tray for skatsum or musim, in an asa ben sorer umara. He doesn't become ben sorer amora, I'm hot tahorin, but if it's tahor birds, that's ben sorer amora, you would be. So if it's chicken, it should be ben sorer amora. Kitana nami mestisa in lahashlim. When we learned in our Mishnah also about the non-kosher chickens, lahashlim, it was the Mishnah was just was talking about a kid whose meat was who had this animal meat, non-kosher chicken, to complete the full measure. But our Mishnah is going to agree that if a boy ate an entire tartema of kosher chicken, he does not become a ben sorer umara. So only if it finished it off in a little bit to get to that measurement, then he's going to be a ben sorer umara. Next, it says, Ava, achal davar shu mitzvah, dvar avera, if he ate something that was a mitzvah tea and something that was a veira tea, he's going to be a ben sorer umara. So dvar mitzvah, tanchume avelim. It's talking about eating, you know, eating while comforting the mourners. Right, which is derabanan. It's just a mitzvah derabanan come and do that. Yet still, he's not going to be guilty for it. Dvar vera, something with an avera, tiny sibor. It's talking about if he eats on a fast day, which is going to be usher mid derabanan. Right, then if a boy eats on one of these things and he's over the derabanan, he's not going to become a ben sura umur of it. Time of my rash is mifat there. A dvar vera, miftar dvar vera. Why would he put from dvar vera? Amarka, einenu shomea b'koleinu. And the pasuk says the parents come and say, he didn't listen to our voice. B'koleinu means our voice is what he didn't do to become a sorer umara. V'lo b'kol shamakum, not going against the voice of the Lord. That person's not going to become the ben sorer umara. Next part of the Mishnah, ochel kol maichel v'lo ochel basar. If he had any food, he didn't have meat. Shasa kol maichel v'lo shasa yayin. They're not going to be ben sorer umara. Ochel kol maichel v'lo ochel basar. L'asui devela ke'ilis. This is coming to include somebody eats pressed figs from a ke'ila, which is something that's going to go ahead and get a person drunk, but it doesn't get a person addicted, and therefore it's not going to be a ben sorer umara. Shasa kol maichel v'lo shasa yayin. L'asui dvash v'chal. This is including somebody drinks honey or milk, which also can cause a person to get a little bit high.
that wouldn't make you into a somar. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa that these things can make a person high, get him drunk. Akhud the veil of keilas, if a person ate pressed figs from a keilah, it's just the vash for chalav, and nichas lamikdash, he goes to the base of Mekdash, beep, turn the page, ayin aleph on aleph, chayiv is going to be chayiv, because you can't go into the base of Mekdash when you're drunk. Rav says, mishum, v'yayin v'shecher al tesht, of a coin is here, we're talking about a coin over here. Next part of Mishnah, inu nasev et sorah moreh, atchil chabasav yishayayin, until he eats meat and he drinks wine. Tana Rabban, an Achol Kol Meichav Lo Chabasa, Shos Kol Meichav Lo Shos Yayin, Eino Neminasa Ben Tzor Amor, Ad Shiel Chabasa Vishta Yayin, Shanemar Zolo Vesove, Vyafa Bishayin Raya Ledavar, Zecha Ledavar, Shanemar Alti Vesove, Yayin Bezole Basa Lamo, Farmer Ki Sove Vesole, Yivarish Ukrayim Talvish Numa, for a guzzler and a glutton will be impoverished and a slumberer will wear tattered clothing. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Kol Yosef Bisa Mendoz, anyone sleeps in Bisa Mendoz, Tarosa Nasus look crime. Crime, his story becomes like the really teared up. He's not going to know, remember things. Rashi says, Mishkach Limudovin and this guy, Lubisarugin, he's only remembers things, you know, in random amounts. Shinemu, crime, Talbish Numa, like it says, and slumber will wear tattered clothing. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.